Good evening. Tonight, let's look at the concept of ownership as it applies to Christians according to the Bible. All of us own something, whether it was given to us or we purchased it, a pen, a Bible, perhaps a car or even a house. And with ownership comes a responsibility to care for your possessions. According to modern dictionaries, own, as an adjective, refers to something belonging to someone or something. As a verb, own means to possess, such as property, to have power or mastery over, to acknowledge to be true, to admit. In other words, to own is to be in control. Do you take responsibility for what you own? Do you protect what you own? In order to protect what you own, it's best to claim it first. Jesus claims Christians. Let us look at how Jesus uses the possessive term, my own, in John 10:14. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep and am known by my own. In saying my own, Jesus refers to his servants, now known as his church, the assembly of his saints. How did Jesus come to own the church? Read how the Apostle Paul explained it to the church at Corinth in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 19 through 20. By writing this letter to the early church, Paul sought to stop their misguided beliefs that had crept into the congregation through false teachers. He exhorted them to return to the truth he first taught them by repeating many lessons, including this, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? Verse 20. For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Christian's body and spirit are God's. The passage, 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20, says Christians were bought. The Greek word for bought is used here figuratively, meaning Christ bought his redeemed, making Christians his own property. So what currency did he use to buy his redeemed? Well, let us read how Paul answers this question when speaking to the elders of the church of Ephesus in Acts 20, verse 28. He said, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. The currency which Jesus used was his own blood. And the value of this currency to Christians is explained in 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Further along in his letter to the Corinthian church, the Apostle Paul exhorts the saints in 1 Corinthians 7:23, you were bought at a price. Do not become slaves of men. A slave or servant in the King James Version is defined as one who gives himself up to another's will. Don't give yourself up to be slaves of men. This indicates that even as Christians, we can, through our own free will and carelessness, allow ourselves to fall for another teacher who is not teaching the truth. We must diligently guard against this and not allow it to happen to ourselves nor to one another. Paul is not the only one who warns against falling away from Christ's teaching after becoming a Christian. In Peter's second epistle, chapter 2, verse 1, he echoes Paul's inspired words. He says, but there were also fake prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction, even denying the Lord who bought them. The guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Read that in Ephesians 1:14. Redemption of the purchased possession, which is his church. That blood payment on the cross was ransom for every Christian's sins. For we know by Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We cannot find our own way to salvation, as the Apostle Peter explained to the Jewish leaders in Acts chapter 4, saying in verse 12, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." In the context, we see that Peter spoke of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom the Jews crucified and God raised from the dead. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. That's Matthew 20:28, with a parallel verse, Mark 10:45. Christ freely gave up his life in sacrifice as God's judgment upon sin, and thus provided a ransom, so that those who obey the gospel and seek him on his terms can obtain salvation from the penalty of sin. This is based upon the Greek definition of the word, the definition of the Greek word for ransom. And in 1 Timothy 2, verses 5 through 6, we read, "The mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all." The definition of the Greek word in this verse for ransom is what is given in exchange for another as the price of his redemption. Earlier, we read in 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20, "Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own?" Before that, Paul also wrote in 1 Corinthians 3:16, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" Our bodies are his temple. We all know what happens when the place we live in is neglected for too long, don't we? Who is going to clean it for us? Does God's temple need our attention from time to time? Of course it does. And the amount of attention it needs depends on the amount of attention it gets and how long it's been since it last received attention. Some may think that if Jesus owns us, then he should be in charge of cleaning. Well, while there is a final cleaning day coming, we're warned in the Bible that it would be a mistake to wait until then to do the right thing. Recall what Jesus said in Matthew 7:21-23, and parallel verses Luke 13:27. Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." We do not want to be told, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Christ owns you, Christian, if you don't resist him, if you humble yourself to his will. So let me ask you this. Do you own him? What does it mean to own Christ? Well, Jesus warns us in Luke 9:26, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, of him the Son of Man will be ashamed when he comes in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels." Fortunately, Jesus also guides us by Matthew 10:32, saying, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven." Remember, one of the definitions of own is to acknowledge something to be true, to admit it. If we own him, he will own us on Judgment Day. He will still own us on Judgment Day. In order to take advantage of the ransom Christ paid for our sins, every Christian must hear his word, which teaches us that we must believe in him and change from our old ways of self-guided wandering, repenting, literally changing our direction to follow his will, which is revealed to us in the Bible. Then, recalling Matthew 10:32, a Christian must confess Jesus before men, must own him, and be baptized according to Mark 16:16. When you're baptized into Christ, you're buried with him in baptism, in which you also are raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead. That's Colossians 2:12. So hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized, and remain faithful to his will. In a moment, you'll see instructions about how to contact us to learn more about the way that can lead you to heaven, the only way. We will find the means necessary to ensure that you can safely obey God's plan, whether you live nearby, or we can provide help through a congregation closer to you. Whether you desire to seek God's path to redemption, or if you have strayed off his path and need help returning to the way, please follow these instructions to make your needs known to us while we sing this song of invitation.